We are learning Masechtas Beis Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we're beginning a new parak, a new Mishnah on the bottom of Chotes Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah: Hamevi Kadi Yayin Makom LaMakom. If you are carrying barrels of wine from one place to another place on Yom Tov, Leaviim Besal Uvekupa. You shouldn't bring them all in. It's a small jugs of wine, I guess. Not barrels, small jugs of wine. You shouldn't carry it in a basket or in a box, because that looks like the derech of the choyel. Looks like you're bringing it to sell. Ava maybe it looks like you're carrying packages. That's what Rashi says. Mustama, the problem is because it looks like you're doing it for mechira. Ava maybe you are safe. I'll be allowed to carry them on your shoulder or in front of one in your hand in front of you, because that's not the way you bring things out as a package when you're going out to sell. When you're bringing teven, let's say for your behemoths, or for whatever you want to bring it for, it rises two things, either to burn or a behema. A behema is a shayla, because really, it's a shayla for that to carry for a behema. We had a form of machlokes, if there's oichel nefesh for a behema. Some say our mission is going according to Raman, the Yama holds that oichel nefesh is mutter for behemas. You shouldn't sling it in back of you, you shouldn't carry it that way. If you are to bring it by hand. Now, Tosfos speaks out that the Gemara in Shabbos says that you're allowed to do four or five kupas at one time. So why, if the kolshkin is mutar yontiv, even on Shabbos you're allowed to do that, why should yontiv be worse? Tosfos answers, since on yontiv you bring it lechutz, you bring it outside, so then everyone sees it, that's why it's a problem. Hashem in Shabbos now like carry outside, so therefore it's not as much of a problem, so Shabbos is more kulidik. The Tosfos yontiv is dying from Rashi, the Rashi doesn't hold of this Tosfos, because Rashi says, b'seicha tchum oyadei eriv, smashma oyadei eriv, it means on Shabbos. And it seems like he learns his halachas on Shabbos. You have to know how Rashi answers the stira to Perek Mefanim in Masechta Shabbos. But like upon him, our Mishnah says, you shouldn't carry it the same way you carry it b'chol. The Mishnah says further, inyan of muksa, umaschilim ba'aremes ateven. If you have a pile of straw that you did not prepare before Shabbos and say, I want to use this for firewood, the halacha is you're allowed to start a new pile. And it sounds like, because we don't hold a muksa, we hold like Rav Shimon. That's what it sounds like. But the end of the Mishnah says, "If leiba eats mishum muksa, you can't use the firewood that's in the backyard that you cannot use because that's muksa." And that sounds like we're going like Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is muksa. We have to see. The Gemara will discuss what's going on in this last line of the Mishnah. But first, the first half of the Amud will discuss the first part of the Mishnah that says that when I carry loads on Yom Tov, I should do it with a shinui. Zok the Gemara, Tana, and be efshel shana is mutter. If there's no way you could do any shinui, then it's mutter. Like Rashi speaks out, let's say you invited guests, a lot of guests, and you need a lot of wine at a time. And if you bring each jug of wine on your shoulder or in front of you, it's going to take you a few hours, and the guests are going to keep on waiting. So you have no choice. Then you're allowed to bring it in a basket. Then it's fine. Asking Rav Mechuza, Rav was masakin Mechuza to switch the way you carry, and he said the doru beduchka packages that someone carries on his shoulder in the weekday. So then, on Yom Tov, he should do it a different way. He should use ledoru baragla. He should carry it with the rigla. Ragla is like this branch or stick that has a forked end, and he holds one end and he puts the packages on the other end. And actually, it's so long that you could actually lean on it when you could lean on it. That's how long it is, and it's called a walking stick. It's type of carrying stick. You carry things with the stick. So instead of carrying on your shoulders, carry it with a stick. In this way, you make it doing a shinu. The dor baragla, packages are usually carry with a stick. The dor baagra, you should carry it by putting a pole. Two people should carry a pole on their shoulders and carry the package that way. You're doing a shinu, so then that's better. The dor baagra, the dor baachva. If packages you carry with a pole across two people's shoulders, you should change and carry it by hand. And Rashi says, even though that's not easier, all the other things are always easier. But this is not easier, but it's the same. At least you're doing a shinui. Less a dar v'achva, things that you carry by hand, what you do is shinui. Nifrais sudra alayu. Spread a handkerchief over it, which doesn't make it harder to do. And that's a shinui also. That's a shinui. So do some kind of shinui when you're carrying. If it's not possible, shinui shari, then it's mutter. Damamak, we learned from the Efshel Shani, if you can't do any switch, mutter. What does it mean, the Efshel Shari? Rashi says, why can't you just put a handkerchief? Rashi says, you don't have a handkerchief. Other Mepharshim, other Rishonim say, it's to get dirty, you don't want to get dirty. Therefore, it's called Efshel Shani, you have nothing to do. Therefore, then it's mutter, you don't have to do a switch. Omalei Rav Chanan bar Rav or Rav Ashi. By the way, we spoke to this Gemara according to Rashi, who holds that it's always easier. You always go to easier or the same. Tosis learns, even if the other way of doing it is harder, it's still better because it's a shinu. That's Tosis Shita. The first two Tosim discussed that, but we went in Rashi Pshat. Omer Rav Chanon by Rav Rav Ashi. Omer Rabbanon, Kamada Ef Shalashinuye Mishaninon by Yom Tova. Rav Chanon by Rav told Rashi, the Rabbanon say that whatever you could switch when you're carrying the packet loads, you should switch on Yom Tov. V'hayin Ashi, these women, the Kamal Yechatzvah Maya by Yom Tov, they bring these barrels or jugs of water on Yom Tov, like Mishaninon, they carry it the regular way. They don't switch the way they're carrying it. Let me. They don't tell them a thing. Amalei, you know why we don't tell them anything? Because there's no choice. Mishmalei Afshar. Herichilav, what should they do? Tamali b'chatzva rabba, if they use a big jug, tamali b'chatzva zu, to tell them to use a smaller jug, kamavshav alucha, you're making them go back and forth extra times. And according to Rashi, you can't, if the shinuz makes more tircha, then it's no good. You're making them do more tircha. If he toisvis, he has a problem with this. Well, what's wrong? What's wrong with more tircha, even more tircha still change. The Taisa says, because that's the way you do in the weekday also. A lot of people make this do smaller jugs. So Akapanim, it doesn't help do that. The Malay V'chatzav Azuta, if you usually use small jugs, Malay V'chatzav Arava, Kamav Shemasi, you make it even heavier. And that for sure is a problem. Techasya, Bafi Rashi again. Techasya V'nichtama, cover it with a piece of pottery, Zim the Nafal, it'll fall down. V'asal Suya, come to carry. Tikatre, tie it down. Zim the mafsik, it'll snap. For us, the mikdre, you come to tie it on Yom Tov, which is Issa to tie. And it's Issa to carry for no reason also. So therefore, there's no Eitzah. It happens to be, Rashi's not Geirist, Tichsaya, that might fall off and you come to carry. Because Rashi's Shita is, that's Mutta to carry on Yom Tov, Altsmetoich. And Altsmetoich, even Shloyot Tzarech, whatever. Therefore, Midaraisa, at least like upon him, it's mutter to carry Shloyot Tzarech. And if it wouldn't make sense to make a Gzeira for that. So he's not Gurus, they just Gurus might tie it. So I'm not a Eitz. So the Matmash, why you put a Sudra? Tifres Sudra Alayu, put a Sudra on it, cover with a Sudra the water. Zim the Matmash Maya. Sometimes it'll go fall into the water. But also the Shita, and come squeeze it out, come to Shita. Hilkach, Leyavshi. Therefore, there's no Eitzah, and therefore we don't tell them do any changes when they carry the water. We leave them alone and let them carry it Kiragal. Omer Rava Bar Rav Chanan La'abaya. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Eim etabchim, you're not allowed to clap with your hands. Rashi says either for music, for singing, or because Evel, Eim esapkim, you're not allowed to be mesapik, which means to hit your thigh with a rhythm. Eim eraktim, you're not allowed to dance. You're not allowed to do this. All these things are usher to do. Why? Rashi says, because you might come to mesakin klishir. And the Gemara says, the people do it. Let me. They don't tell them anything. That was Rava Bar Rav Chanan's Ha'ara Tabayi. He says, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to clap, you're not allowed to dance. I see people doing it. Amalei. So he answered with Tameich. I'll tell you another lot of people not makran. Ha Adam Rava, Leleis of Inish Apuma de Lechaya, Dilma Megandele Chayfetz Vasila Asuye. The loch is that if you have a Mavui, in a Mavui, Midrabanan, you can't carry in a Mavui without a Lechi. So you put a lechi in the front that you carry in the mavi. The lechi is you should not carry until the end of the mavi, all the way to the end. Why? Because you might come to walk straight into the shiravim. Since a mavi doesn't have a roof, a person doesn't really realize the separation between the mavi and shiravim. He might think it's one big thing and carry into it. Therefore, we said don't carry till the end. V'ha'hani nashi, we see these women, the shokli chatzvayu, they take their barrels, they carry it till the end of the mavi and sit there. I guess they watch the kids play, whatever it is, they carry it to the end. Let me. They don't tell them a thing. So it's another thing that people do, the ladies do it, and we don't tell them to do anything. Elo, what's pshat? Hanuk lem Yisrael, leave Klai Yisrael. Mutav shi yashayigim ayam mezidim. It's better if they're shayigim ayam mezidim. I can listen to you anyway. It's better if they're shayigim ayam mezidim. We're talking about a case where not going to listen to you. Hachanami, hanuk lem Yisrael, mutav shi yashayigim ayam mezidim. It's better if they're shayigim ayam mezidim. So come to this Gemara is, that you're not allowed to clap or dance on Shabbos, and even if you see people doing it, it's only because they don't know better. But if they're going to listen to you, you just tell them to stop. So there's two points to make. First of all, the Mishbura speaks out that this is all on a regular Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, like Simchas Torah, the Mishbura speaks out in Simen Shin Lamates, Sivkot Naches, over Yom Simchas Torah, Mutal Arakid B'Shosh Er Meklusim the Torah. Why? Mishbura covered our Torah. Kivin Les Be'am Shem Shavuos, only the Rabbanon. Dr. Mishbaruch, I'm in a suin. I feel like the Asr. by a chasen, that's also. That's what the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Now, there's a famous Tosis right here, the Maskal Tanan. Tosis says, Mi'ul didon shari, will out the dance and clap. Why? The daf could be a mayim shari bikim last this year. Only those days, they knew how to fix things, fix musical instruments, shayach lemigzeh, zogzeru. Avali didon, inonu bikim last is klishir, v'lo shayach lemigzeh. Tosis speaks out that to us, there's no problem with dancing and clapping because we can't fix klishir. Now, the Ramah brings it down as a yesh oimrim in Shin Lam Tassif Gimel. The yesh oimrim is not as a kol shari, v'inonu bikim asiyas klishir, v'lo lemigzeh. The Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah says it's kedai not to be soimach on this yesh oimrim. And therefore, according to Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to dance and clap on Shabbos. There's two points to put on that. Is that Shlomo Zalman said that going around a circle, that's not called dancing. Dancing means like dancing, very labor dick. Just going around a circle is not really called dancing. And number two is that I think there were Hasidim who went with this Tosfos and they were more makel on dancing and clapping on Shabbos. Lamaisa, in any case, if you go around a circle, you definitely want to be Samachal, like Shlomo Zalman said, that's not really called dancing, and therefore that would be far in the chair. This whole idea, mutav shishogli mazidim, is only by the rabbanon. So from the raisa loy, but by the raisa you don't say it. Versus no v'lohi, it's not true. Even by the raisa say it. Lo yishnom by the raisa, lo yishnom by the rabbanon. Lo yomri lo yomri. Don't tell him a thing. The toisus yom kippurim, the raisu. The din to add on to yom kippurim is the raisa. Like Rashi brings down, the drasha says menisim is nafshechem betisha on the ninth day. So it sounds like you have to fast a little bit on the ninth day. So we learn from there. There's din to add on to yom kippurim with the raisa. And va'achlu v'shas, you see people eating and drinking, achachachach, until it gets dark. V'lo'ymir, you don't tell them a thing. So you see that this mutav shi'ishayim l'mezidim, even by the raisis. Now Tosfos speaks out, smashva, there's a shir for Tosfos Yom Kippurim, because definitely you don't eat until mamish gets dark, because you might be over on the raisa then. So it means even if you stop a little bit before dark, it's still not called Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Tosfos Yom Kippurim means a certain shir of zman, that's extra. Therefore, it's good to stop a little bit, a nice few minutes for Shkia to Chavrayim Toysis Yom Kippurim. And Lamaisa also, the Rishonim speak out, this din that you say with the Raisa, Mutav Shishayim Lamezidim, it's only the Raisa that are not Mefurish in the Torah. But the Raisa that's Mefurish in the Torah, you do not say Mutav Shishayim Valyim Lamezidim. So, now I'll explain the last line in the Mishnah, which had Shaykhis to Muksa. It says, Maskilim Bareim Esat Heaven, you're allowed to start a new pile of straw, about 18 Shem Muksa, that already you can't do. Amar Rav Kana, Zoy Sameres, you see from the Maschilim HaRemes at Heaven, that Maschilim Ba'etz HaTchila, if you have something that was stored away, and you weren't planning on using it, you're allowed to start it on Shabbos or Yontav, and you don't say it's Muksa. Money, who is that like? Rav Shimoni, the lesson of Muksa. Going according to Rav Shimon does not hold a Muksa. We know it's like Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, all over Shas. Rav Shimon does not hold a Muksa. Rav Yehuda holds a Muksa. This sounds like Rav Shimon. Eimah Seifa, the eitzim that are stored in the back, muksa means the backyard. In the backyard where you store your firewood, you're not allowed to take that because that was, you weren't planning on using it now. It's set us off for a long time. So it's also Rabbi Yehuda, this thing muksa, it's going to be the whole muksa. So it's a stira. It's a Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda, same line, it's a stira. And the Gemara, go and go into Rabbi Shimon. And if we let us start our eitzim, the stuff in the backyard, we're talking about special cedar trees, ashuchi is the eras in the keva. And these are very, very expensive, and you don't use this for firewood. The muksamach sarim kis. The muksamach sarim kis, you usually save it for building, and therefore you have never no plans using firewood. And it's more than just a muksa. It's muksamach sarim kis. It's very expensive, and you wouldn't touch it. But Rav Shimon Maida, even Rav Shimon is Maida by muksamach sarim kis. Ike the Masla Seifa. Some say this on the Seifa. Have life eats Rav Shimon muksa. It says on the Seifa, they can't use eitzim there in the backyard. Amar Rav Kana, Zay Sameres, Eim Eskrim, Ba'etz HaTchili. See, from here, you can't start a new thing that was stored away. You can't start that on Yontif. Because Muksa. Money, Rabbi Yudi, this, they Muksa. Eim Eresh, Eim Eskrim, Eim Eskrim, Eim Eskrim, Eim Eskrim, use the pile of Tavan that you didn't plan on using. The pile of straw, you let it use the firewood, even though you didn't plan on using it. Also, Rav Shimon, less than Muksa. It sounds like Rav Shimon does not hold the Muksa. Stira. My answer is, Hosom Betivna Sarya. The Tavan was Tavan that was spoiled. And therefore, it's not royal for Michael Behema. If it's not royal for Michael Behema, it's going to have to be firewood. Therefore, it's automatically mezuman. Break the Gemara, Tivna Sari the Chazalatina. You can use it for cement, so it has it automatically mezuman. How do you say it's automatically prepared for firewood, for fuel? I can use it for tina. I can use it for cement. The Gemara is Bekait Sim. It has thorns, and you can't make it into cement by hand because you'll get a thorn in your hand. And therefore, it's made, set aside for fire, for fuel, and therefore it's not a shayla, and therefore it's not muksa, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if you ask me, what's the whole problem of muksa here? It's yomtiv. Isn't yomtiv eich nefesh muta? So it's muksa, it's muta, eich nefesh muta. Here we're using it for fuel, it's part of the heter of to make a fire, you want to burn, you want to cook your food. What's the problem of muksa? Whatever, to warm yourself could be eich nefesh, whatever the case is. It's like b'sham yisrael before, but whatever the case is. And Rashi speaks out that muksa is only muta on yomtiv to metaltal, but shimush muksa is worse. And you can't use the muksa here on Yontif. It's a big shah. We had this shayla earlier on in the Masechta on Daf, I think it was Daf Test. We had this in the Taisus there. That it could be, it says, Lashon of Taisus says, the muksa ain't Taisus Daf Ches says, the muksa ain't asal talta be Yontif b'shvil eichel nefesh. That's Lashon of Taisus. It's ain't asal talta. But the Mashal speaks out that Shimush is worse. Mashal over here, and Daf Lama Gimel speaks it out, dear Mashal, somebody else, the Karnir Aim brings it down. Al Kabbalah, Shimush Muksa is worse on Yontif.